And then someone went,
testing, 1, 2.
I can really taste the bacteria.
What's up, John? What's up, John Burton?
1, 2, 3, 4. Why you can't have a best?
Okay, wait. Let me rewind. John, you're right.
Right. I'm just going to play us in a little bit.
When are you going to tell me we're starting?
We started.
Okay. Awesome.
Whew. But in a good way.
In a good way. Always good way.
So how you doing?
I'm doing amazing.
Yeah?
Yes, nervous.
I'm John. This is Home From Here.
Yes.
I'm with Jackie Pittori.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Yes.
I did. Okay, great.
Yes.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. You're not from here.
And you know that because I have an accent, maybe.
No, because we're friends on Facebook.
Because we're friends. Yes, right. I'm not from here. I'm not home from here. No,
exactly. I'm not home from here. You are from?
All right. Just help me out here. This is a loaded question for me.
Okay.
Okay. Because I live in the area. Yes. So yes. When somebody asks me, where am I from?
Oh, okay. Originally, where were you born?
Originally. There you go. I'm from Romania.
Okay.
I'm born in Romania. My mom is Hungarian. So I'm Romanian-Hungarian.
Okay. Love it.
Yeah. Lived there for about 12 years.
Okay.
Yes. And then
just family came over?
Well, eventually we came over. It was actually America was not where we landed. I chose USA because I wanted to be in America.
Okay.
My dad, he was a diplomat, so he traveled all over the place. So we got to live in Iran our last 3 years of, I guess, being on those parts of the world, right, or those more restricted worlds. Right?
3 years in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And how old were you?
At that point, I was about 12, 13, 14.
Wow.
So, yeah.
As a woman in Iran.
Yeah, you say that. I was a woman. I was a town boy. So my hair was shorter than yours. So they actually, I took my earrings off. Yeah. So
you were able to navigate.
I impersonated a boy.
Well done.
Yes. Yes. I could say that. I've
done that. And then at 15, you came here.
At 15, 16. We actually moved to Italy.
To Italy.
So
okay.
We lived in Italy.
Do you speak?
I do.
Oh, wow. How many languages do you speak?
Oh, wow. Six.
Six languages.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you come here.
Yes.
Okay.
Montreal.
No. Sorry. You speak French?
I do.
You speak Italian?
Yes.
You speak whatever they speak in Iran? You speak
Romanian.
You speak English?
English.
And what am I missing?
Hungarian.
Spanish. That's seven.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no, Farsi. I don't speak Farsi.
Oh,
I understand.
Six.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I understand Farsi. No,
right. Oh,
it's one of those things. You don't use it.
Understood. So, all right, then Canada.
Yes.
You went to school in Canada.
I went to school. I finished my high school. I did college. And then I just...
And then you decided to come here by yourself?
Life have brought me here. I was into modeling and acting.
Okay.
I did a couple other things, and one of them you may know, Donnie Brasco.
Yeah, I know Donnie Brasco.
Not a lot of people. I don't talk about it because it's just a small part, but,
he
gave me, awesome two credits.
Sure.
I met...
Did you meet Johnny Depp?
He's such a sweetheart.
Want to hear a funny story?
Tell me.
So, my wife, she's a third grade teacher.
Oh.
And, ten,
thank you, by the way. Oh. That's the hardest, by the way. That is the, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's a third grade teacher. And part of her shtick used to be, not anymore, but part of her shtick like 20 years ago was that she loved Johnny Depp. And so she would have pictures all over the wall. This is when he was just started to do Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
So pictures of him all over the wall. So I went and bought her I saw it on eBay, a giant poster. He did Mont Blanc pen ads for a while, so giant Mont Blanc pen, like billboards.
Love it.
It was in a room, right? So during the holidays, where the kids get gifts, right?
Yeah.
So she Kids give her gifts. So kid comes in with a box. Mm-hmm. She opens up the box and it's a framed picture of Johnny Depp. And it says, to Mrs. Burton, my favorite third grade teacher.
How Johnny. Sweet.
Fast forward a couple months. She sends kid home with a paper to sign. You can see it coming, right?
I can see it coming.
Same exact handwriting. And my wife's pretty direct. So she calls mother. She's like, what are you doing? And she said, well, my husband kind of knows him. We just couldn't get him to sign it in time. So I just signed it. So I thought that was weird.
That is just so funny.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So Donnie Brasco.
So Donnie Brasco. So that brought me here. And, you know, then met somebody, fell in love, you know, and got married. Did the whole, you know.
How old were you when you got married?
I was 28.
Oh, you held off a long time.
I have.
Okay.
Well, I'm long divorced, though, but, you know, sadly.
How long were you married for?
I was married for about 6 years.
Okay.
Six years. Yeah, it was.
Kid?
Yes, 25-year-old beautiful daughter.
Beautiful.
She's amazing.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Why'd you get divorced? What went wrong?
Things were a little difficult. You know, he was my ex-husband's controlling.
Okay.
Very controlling. Mm,
that is tough.
And, you know, I'm the little introvert, wannabe extrovert.
Right.
And I'm curious. I want to explore the world.
Right.
I want to go out there, do things and be my own woman, create my own destiny, do my own thing. And at $10 a day, I just could not do it. So he'd give me $10 a day and...
I couldn't get $10 for breakfast.
I know. It was horrible. You know, here I am. I went to college. I supported myself. I paid for my own college. I worked three jobs.
Wow.
I did, you know, nobody supported me or anything, nor did I ask for, right?
Right.
And going into the situation where, okay, I understand the man and the house and everything else. I have total respect for that. But there was no back and forth as far as like, you know. I had no freedom. Yes. I had no freedom. So I just could not do it. It is not an environment I could sustain for my daughter. It's not something right. I wanted her
to. You don't want to show her that.
I did not, excuse me.
Totally, for me,
it was very important. I said, okay, am I gonna raise her up in a broken family that way with a mentality that she's going to grow up, that she's going to be subjugated to certain things that she may possibly not want to in her long term? Or am I going to just break the chain and show her that, hey, maybe perhaps it's going to be a little bit of a tough time, and it was tough, but we will come out victorious, because as long as we stay on the path, we stay on the right path, we follow, you know, we follow our gut, do good, basically, right? We will succeed, and, you know.
Fantastic.
So that's the choice I made.
The right choice.
Yeah.
That's the right choice.
It was the right choice. I mean, I'm not a proponent. I love the institution of being married. Mm-hmm. Quote there.
Do you?
I love being married. I really do. I love it.
I love the idea of a monogamous long-term relationship. I think the legal construct of marriage should be against the law.
Well.
Because.
Yes.
If you went to a bank and over half the time the bank only gave you half your money.
Yes.
And the other half the time the bank failed.
Right.
The bank would be illegal.
Right.
That's
exactly.
What marriage is.
Exactly. Well, okay, so let's reconstruct the marriage just like we reconstruct, you know, a diet and lifestyle. It's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. Marriage and you know, commonalities, right? So it's the same thing, yeah. So if we look at marriage in a traditional, okay, let's sign the paper, like, do this and do that, and if not, it's half there, and then legalities, and that's just total, yes.
But, you can say bullshit.
Yeah, I know. It's funny thing. Ever since my daughter was born, I stopped cursing. Not to say that I'm not a cussing Christian sometimes.
Right.
You know, but you know, when I get angry, which is not often.
Okay.
Yes.
Good point. Okay, so we can reconstruct marriage, right?
Yes.
Okay. Agreed. So now. I'm going to really fast forward.
Yes.
You're the president of the, say, I can never pronounce that word, Kiwanis?
Yeah. So I was a couple of years ago, I was a president. Right now, I'm actually, so I was president. My journey with the Kiwanis, which is an international organization that helps children around the world thrive through different, you know, modalities. We provide money, we provide resources, we have trainings and name it. Right, we're there. So here in Dutchess County, I'm part of the Kiwanis of Dutchess County Christian Churches. So it's not any particular church, not in particular Christianity or religious belief. It's just where the way we handle and help children is we mentor in a Christ-like, faith-like manner.
Okay, perfect.
So we are bringing faith into people's lives, and moreover now than ever.
Right.
Right now, my role is a lieutenant governor of the Kiwanis Hudson River Division. So it's a big job.
And now you're a churchgoer.
I am. I am a new. I still consider myself new. It's about 4 years that I've came back to my faith.
Okay.
I always say I was lost and now I'm found.
Okay. What brought you back?
My boyfriend. Oh, my boyfriend, okay, at the time, and he. He was a churchgoer, and I was so lost. I was lost. I feel like I lost 11 years now of my life. My past 11 years, it's been non-existent. Just like most people would say, COVID is like, what was that? My right. past 11 years, I lost.
What? How?
I got injured on the job.
Okay, what were you doing?
It was very, 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 very silly fall. Mm. I was a territorial sales manager for a big uniform company.
Okay.
Universe, you may know it.
Okay.
I came back at the warehouse with after a big closing, lots of uniforms in my hands with wire hangers, and I tripped on one of those floor mats that you have, like in the gas stations. We put those in there, you know, that was my job to install these floor mats. And right. that same floor mat was bunched up in the office where I was going to the warehouse. And it's all concrete underneath and everything. So has it ever happened to you when you fly down, when you fall down all of a sudden, it's like, okay, I have a fraction of a second to fall properly, to fall down, so I won't hurt myself as much?
Yes.
So that's exactly what happened, because I had 20 wire hangers holding on to with the clothes, right? So my question was, am I going to fall and hurt myself, or am I going to poke my eyes out, or must just, you know, just completely scratch my face, or, you know.
Fall and hurt yourself.
Fall and hurt myself. I chose that.
That's how I describe a panic attack. You ever have it? Have you ever had a panic attack?
Mm-hmm.
It's that moment where you're falling and you know you're falling.
Yeah.
But with a panic attack, you don't fall for like hours.
No. Right? Exactly. Just stays there and lingers and lingers and lingers. And it's an awful feeling to get in there. And I empathize with anybody who's going through that, because it's so real.
So you fall.
So I fall. I hurt myself. I go through the process, and of course they fire me the day after. So now, of course, I'm filled with anger, resentment, all those things. So, long story short, what happened? Within 4 years, I had 6 surgeries, over 33 neck and back injections, and for 7 years, PT three times a week. So now during this time, I wasn't really able to do anything, right? You know how those things work.
Right.
So lost 10 years of my life. Lost.
Then you meet a guy.
I met Tom, and he literally got me out of my funk. He was a friend of friends, and we started hanging out, and then he introduced me to church. He said, come to church with me, He's like, oh, what a concept. I was like, I forgot. Considering I'm born in a Romanian family, we're Greek Orthodox.
Oh, okay.
So that's tough. I mean, if you ever see a Greek Orthodox priest for a kid, for me, it was traumatizing. I don't know. I'm a Pisces. I'm a dreamer. So, looking at Greek Orthodox priest for me is just like, awful look.
4 hours of Easter service drove me out of my. I went to one.
You did?
Holy shit.
That's crazy.
I don't understand how you people have endurance. That's an endurance sport.
Just it really is. Try to forget about it. And that's PTSD right there.
And then if you don't understand the language.
And it's a whole other, yes, it's a whole other thing. And it's language. And not only that, exactly. Right. And so my mom was a Protestant. So I actually grew up more Protestant. Okay. So when he introduced me to, you know, the non-denominational church environment, then, you know, it's like, oh, I could relate to this. So, right. You know, because I tried everything, you know, I went to the Buddha, I went to the meditation, I went to this, I tried different
little. Stuck.
Nothing really stuck. But, you know, the support system really was not there either.
Right.
It was.
Do you meditate at all?
I do like to meditate.
Oh, okay.
I do.
What's
like
your
to
practice? What do you do?
I just sit quiet. Meditation. It has so many forms, right? Right. These days, it's just so many connotations of what is meditation. It's like, how do you meditate? Well, sit down, don't think.
Yeah, or manage it.
Or manage it. Yeah. Manage your thoughts.
Because you cannot think.
You cannot not think. Just, you know, be present, be aware of what's going on in your head and come back to nothingness.
That's it. There it is.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I have a pretty.
Do you?
Oh, my mind's like really rigid though. So, but I credit it. I went pretty crazy at one point. Like,
how'd you start it?
Well, I went nuts. Okay. But like clinically nuts.
Okay.
And I'd like sit around in my underwear with a BB gun waiting for the aliens to come nuts. I then got misdiagnosed with like 7 different mental illnesses.
Oh.
Took a medication for all 7. So I'm taking 7 medications.
Yeah.
They're counterindicating. One of them is lithium.
Oh my goodness.
I was suicidal. They gave me lithium. One of them is lithium. Turns out, if you're me, lithium turns toxic. So I'm poisoning myself.
Yeah.
So, I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm just going to have to get off of everything. So I went through this detox I went cold turkey. So I went through this detox that was hell.
Ouch.
And then at the end of it, I said, okay, just because you're off the pills doesn't mean you're not crazy. So every day for like the last 10 years, I get up like real early, 3 or 4 in the morning. Handwrite 3 pages, can be anything, doesn't matter, just 3 pages, and then meditate 20 to 30 minutes, and then in the afternoon I do another 20 to 30 minutes, and that works.
Awesome job.
Yeah,
thanks. Awesome, so, awesome. Welcome, so welcome back.
Oh, thank you, man.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
It feels great, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Good.
Clarity's a lot more fun than being nuts.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
All right, so you meet Tom. Tom brings, okay, I've had the worst luck with church.
Yes.
I would, my last church I was president of.
Okay.
Okay, what would you do in this situation?
Tell me.
So I'm president of this church, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very small church. And I'm actually co-president of the church. It's a very small church.
Yeah.
In a very affluent area. And so when I say small, I mean like 12 to 15 people come to a service. But it's a very old church and it's in a very affluent area. This affluent, so we come into a gift of $5,000. So in this affluent area, it's one of the things it's known for is jazz festival. It has a big jazz festival. It's a series of 14 weeks of jazz festivals. So the pastor of this church, so somebody comes and says, hey, I have an idea how to use the $5,000. We could sponsor 3 kids in South America through a whole year of school with uniforms and books and blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, once you're in, you're in. You just got to get in. And I think the tuition was like
$1,500. Yeah.
I'm like, that sounds like a fantastic way to spend $5,000. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Pastor says, no, let's have a jazz concert. And I'm like, and pay people to come play jazz. And I'm like, literally half a mile down the road, there's a famous jazz festival that goes on for 14 weeks. It's not like the area isn't being serviced for jazz.
Yeah.
And so, and she overrode me and did it.
Mm.
And so I left. Would you have done that?
Most likely, most definitely, and not even likely, definitely. Sounds like that, you know, without being judgmental or anything. But
no, you can.
On air.
No worries.
Sounds like they had their own agenda. That they want, if it's not theirs, it's not their, you know, if they're not their property, not their idea. And then believe it or not, there are churches like that. There are entities like that. If it's not their idea, if it's not their doing, if it's not there, they have to have the stamp on it. It doesn't matter if it's good or not, you know. But at the end of the day, it's a jazz festival. It's not, you're not really not help. Sorry. You need to, like, you know.
You're not helping anybody.
You're not helping. It's not, okay, the kids could really benefit right. that money somewhere where, okay, so here you're going to pay somebody to come
pay
in.
Pay somebody
and,
to play.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Definitely.
Makes no sense, right?
Makes no sense.
So, and then she lied to me. So then I said, okay. So I said, I'm going to show you how to do this. So I had a coffee house.
Yeah.
And because of the show, I know musicians, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm going to get four musicians.
Yeah.
They're all going to do half an hour. And we're gonna have coffee. It's gonna be Sunday after church, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna fill the place. It's gonna cost nobody anything, and I'm gonna fill the place, and I did. Mm. So then she told me that she saw a person walk out, and I'm like, A, nobody walked out. Mm. And first she said no, people walked out.
Yeah.
Then she changed the story to no, a person walked out. Then it was a person who didn't actually walk in, walked out. I'm like, so somebody was in the parking lot yeah. and left, and you don't want to do these anymore because you told me people walked out. So then I'm like, this is just not fixable.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I have to say the best part of any organization are people, and the worst part of any organization is people.
But church works for you.
You know, church works for me.
What kind of church are you going to now?
It's a non-denominational.
Oh.
Yeah,
there you go.
No, it's non-denominational. I mean, even like, you know.
That's super helpful.
Yeah, no, even like the Greek Orthodox, I think we have the most saints of all the saints possible. There's saints this and saint that and saint.
Right.
And do this and do that. You can't do this. You know, I think traditional churches, there's so we do have, it's so funny because we have all walks of life. Everybody comes in.
Great.
So why do you choose a non-denominational? Right?
Right,
because people are seeing the difference in a typical church. You know, you work out of fear,
right?
Instead of, you know, out of spirit and being accepted the way you are, and you know you have been blessed and you paid the price. He paid the price for us, and
right.
you're forgiven and all that. But it works for me. It works
Perfect.
For me.
Are you still with Tom? Are you still with the guy?
We have split for a while, and we are back together now.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
That's awkward to split for a while. Did you split like with the design of splitting for a while? Or
Yes. I needed time off, and you know, it's just different times at different places. You know, perhaps it was also me, you know, being in the situation that I was, I didn't feel worthy.
Oh, okay.
Right. I didn't work. I didn't do anything.
That was a mistake, though.
It was, yes, big time, because I was accepted just the way I was. So
Which
I had
is beautiful.
To realize that. And we recently connected again. So
fantastic. My daughter's 16, right?
Oh, God bless
her.
So
she dates this guy for a year and a half. Love this kid to death. I love this kid to death. Right?
Nice.
She dates him for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
And she breaks up with him last week. Mm. And he's devastated. And so, and he works in this restaurant. So my wife goes, and we were devastated. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you support your daughter, but I'm like, oh, my God. He was is such a good kid. So my wife goes to this after school party for retirement yesterday, and the kid's working in the restaurant. And every time he sees her, he's like devastated. So finally, she just got up, walked over, and said, "Come here, I'm gonna hug you."
Yeah.
And then she hugged him, and she said, "I love you." And he said, "I love you." And then it was okay. But but the reason that I brought a story up is because my daughter's kind of the same thing. She's like, just need a break, not saying forever breakup, just saying maybe need a break.
Yeah. You know, there's so many seasons in our lives,
yeah.
You know, and we walk so many different paths, and we get stuck on so many ideas, and, you know, a lot of stuff is just in the head. And that's why I'm such a huge mentality proponent. You know, what happens here, this is, you know, the mind does not know reality versus non-reality, right?
Right.
So a lot of the times, instead of using the mind constructively, we just use it destructively.
I'm applauding it to the microphone. That's so true.
Right.
And we don't manage it.
No.
Like you so many, 99.9% of people think something, and because they thought it, it must be.
Exactly. No, it's not true.
It's not true. No, you are not.
Definitely not. Yep.
The, Joe Rogan says this all the time on his podcast. He says, you are not your ideas.
You are not your ideas.
Just because you think something, and that's what meditation teaches.
Absolutely.
It's a thought. I let it go. Yeah. Oh, wait, now I'm in control.
Exactly. And other people's opinion is not of your business.
That's it. Yes, very true too.
Also, yep. You know, I love that. Yeah. Because, you know, it's just so grounding,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever get depressed? You ever get sad?
Oh, no. I was in room number 9 at St. Francis when St. Francis was St. Francis.
Were you really?
It was devastating. That's when I made a shift. That was during that 10, 11 right, years right. of my...
What happened?
So, I just had it. I had no purpose. I had no life. I had no money. I had no... At one point, I was homeless. I had nowhere to go. So when this whole thing happened... you know, brand new car, brand new place, brand everything else. And then here I go, I get hurt. My life completely turned around from being up top of the world, literally. You know, top producing, you know, sales rep and in our area and just owning the world. Well, you know,
you're on your game.
I'm on my game. Yeah. I did not own the world. Sorry. I was on my game and, this happened. It's just so funny how life, you know, turns you in different directions. Perhaps this was meant to be, so, you know, life lessons, right? So, as I say, I lost 10, 11 years of my life. But in reality, I want to say it was the most amazing blessing of my life. Although, yes, I was 40. I'm 53 now. Yeah. All right, okay. So it's a different dynamic, but you know, and then it's I went through. Yeah, I was homeless. I went from couch to couch because at that point I was not getting paid. There was no money coming in. I went through my savings. I didn't want my daughter to suffer through it. I told my ex-husband, "Listen, you have to take her. There's no way I'm gonna have her suffer." What, you know. Yeah.
Right.
So I lived in, you know, my friends' couches and basements. And at one point, it was me, my car, and I had a dog. I still have him now. He's my everything.
Mm.
We've been through so much together, and I am blessed for the journey that I have been allowed to walk through struggle, and that's what got me out of my struggle,
right.
You know, and then finding myself in room number 9, St. Francis. I remember I called my girlfriend. It's like she was working still at Poughkeepsie Nissan back then. And I was like, you know, girl, you gotta come and get me. I had to, because here's the thing. While you hurt an injury, they prescribe you all the uppers and the downers and by threes, by tens, and it's like, yeah, take this, take that, and look, right? You just, I don't know how did that sound in a microphone. You're like chugging it down.
It sounded good. Don't worry.
But, you know, you just want to believe that that is the solution, that is going to, and I'm a health and wellness warrior. I'm an athlete. Yeah. I'm the epitome of health, and I talk health, I breathe health, I inject myself with the ideas of health and all that stuff. That to me was just so surreal. How is this even going? How is this happening to me? You know? And of course, I'm off all of them. I took myself off. And by the way, anybody listening to this, do not do this without your medical, your doctor. Okay. Right. So not giving advice on that though. But yeah, it was very frightening.
Were you suicidal? Oh,
yeah, very much so. Oof. Yeah, thoughts of and did suicidal. I was stopping myself. You know, talk about that panic attack, right? Everything happens like slow mo, and you have to make a decision. I would hold a bottle of pills right here, like I would shake it, like in front. It's like, okay, no, don't take it. She's gonna be here. She's gonna be here any moment, mm-hmm. any moment. She's gonna be here. She would be like, oh, and then she showed up. It was like, okay. Please take me away.
How long were you there for?
One day.
One day?
One day too much because I was screaming, I don't belong here. I snapped right out of it. From that moment on, I told myself, never, ever, ever, ever again am I going to subject myself to such ridiculousness.
Mm.
Because I am favored. I am loved. I have greatness within me. I'm going through a season of incredible pain and struggle, and I must use this struggle to become victorious. I must use this bottom mud, disgusting feeling that I feel to lift myself up. So then perhaps one day I could lift others. And whomever's going to hear me, who's going to who listen to me, whether or not they do or not, it's not important. The important thing that one person who just catches a glimpse of some of the things that I say, huh, if she did it, maybe I can too.
You're in the right business. But the problem with your business is you don't get to meet so many of your successes. Mm-hmm. Because they're private. I get read something from somebody, and here's an illustration of how widespread what you're combating is.
Yeah.
So same thing. I had a plan for suicide. I detoxed. I was ready to do it. I had a gazillion reasons.
Yeah.
So I didn't, mm-hmm. and so I wrote like a one man show about it, and I played every time. I have never one time not played that show where somebody hasn't come up and said, I was so there too. And I totally get what you're saying. So it's so rampant and widespread. So first off, congratulations on beating it. It's a hard thing to beat.
Thank you. To have the power.
I didn't beat it in a day. It took me a minute. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not as strong as you, but we got there. That's
yeah. No, I mean, listen, I beat the idea in one day.
That's awesome, though.
Okay, because it all happens in the head, right? So that it was a struggle throughout the whole entire time, you know? So it's going into reconditioning my brain, reconditioning with my thought process, you know? So I got to work. I literally got to work. Write down, what do I need to do today to keep my brain sane? What I need
same
to...
Same thing, yeah.
You know?
You get right? it, you're right.
Yeah.
You do the same.
Put it down and follow the pattern because, you know, if it's not on paper, it's not going to get done.
Yes. I totally understand.
You know, and
that.
Especially, you know, where the brain is trying to focus and hold on to some kind of hope of something, you know, it's up there. You can't, it's like the cloud. You can never get it.
Right.
But if you write it down and you see it, say, okay, I get to check that thing off. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Beautiful. So what do you do now?
So now I empower people to live the best lives. I teach people how to create their own destinies.
Is that life coaching? Is that what
it's
it is?
A life coaching. It's a mentality. It's a health coaching.
Wellness.
Wellness.
Okay.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Wellness.
And how do we hire you?
You could call me. You could email me.
What number do we? You give out a number so people can call you?
Yeah, I could give you my number.
Please,
sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I could call me at 845-464-2988.
Okay, beautiful. And email is?
Jackie, Jacky, 3, that's the number 3, .Mary, M-A-R-Y, @gmail.com.
What's the Mary?
That's my actually first name.
Oh, okay, very good.
Mary Jacqueline, please do not call me Mary.
Understood. So what's your process? How do you work? Is it daily meetings? Is it Zooms? Is it
So I meet everybody where they are. I understand that not everybody is, you know, so it's part of change, right? So I realize even in my posts, I don't talk so much about nutrition and health and all that. I talk more about mentality because I realize that, you know, until we put the good beans in our head, nothing's ever going to change. And it's the hard truth.
Right.
I hate to break it to anybody. It really is. But meanwhile, we can take smallest, tiny steps, mm-hmm. right? So I always start with mentality. So, you know, I have a questionnaire that we talk about. Okay. You know, it's a lifestyle survey questionnaire where you stand in life and, you know, what are you willing to do and what are you willing not to do? What are I call them deal breakers, but yeah.
Okay.
And you know, I like to meet them where they are, the comfortable level. So I typically like to push them a little bit over the comfort. Of course, I always ask them, how willing are you? You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, are you coachable, teachable? One of the things I say, listen, I want to help you, but if you cannot help yourself, you know, and you know, there's nothing I could do for you. I'm going to be, you know, I don't want to fail.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't want to fail because, you know, you you cannot, you won't, not that you cannot, because everybody can, but right. you won't do the work.
Right.
So then perhaps I'm not the right person. So I'm very picky on who I choose to work with.
Smart.
Because my reputation is, you know, so people will brag more when they're not happy than when they are happy.
Right.
So I want everybody to brag because of when they're happy.
Right. That makes
so sense. I want to put myself in a situation where they're, you know, compliant. And if they're not, I mean, not everybody's 100%, but just give me something to work with. Let's work together. So yes, right. there would be Zoom in person, every day. It depends their availability. Most mm-hmm. people have jobs right. every day and life. And, you know, so it's a very, dynamics are you know, different.
Right.
So it's something that we work together.
Do you have a website?
I don't. I know.
Coach, let's get in the game.
I know. I don't have a website. I'm going to miss it.
Do you want one?
No, I do. I'm in the midst of building it right now.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Yeah, I have.
I'll help you out if you want.
Yeah, thank you. I have actually. I'm an independent contractor with shop.com.
Okay.
And we have the websites and all that stuff and.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're getting there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So you know, anybody who wants to get also in touch with me, they could do it through shop also.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What do we look for in shop?
Shop.com/discover315.
That's,
yeah,
okay.
That's my
What's
handle
the
315? Name. That's my birthday. Because I've been seeing my birthday every single day for the past 20 years somewhere.
Mm. Wait, say it again? You on your birthday?
No, every day.
Oh, every day you see 315.
I have no idea why. I keep on asking why.
Oh, that's weird.
I know. I'm trying to listen for clues.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Hold on, what time? Oh, no, it's not.
I know. Could be anything. It's just out of the blue.
That's mm-hmm. crazy.
It is insane. It's driving me crazy, but I have to, you know, something's going to happen sometime, at some point.
That's amazing. I wonder why that is. Because I know people get hung up on like 11-11.
I know.
But you see 11-11 like once a month or yeah. whatever, but you see it every day.
Every day. It could be because I'm just so infatuated with my birthday. I love birthdays.
Yeah, but you have to
It's a non-negotiable. I have to celebrate Jackie on her birthday.
Very good. But still, you have to be in the presence of a 315.
Yes.
What are the odds of that?
What are the odds? What are the odds? Yeah. I mean, everywhere I turn, there's somewhere, some number 315. Okay. Yeah.
And is business good?
Business is good.
That's awesome.
Business is really good. Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. Thank you.
I love your Facebook post, by the way. That's what fascinated me with you. I'm like, this lady just, there's a lot of positivity in there.
Thank you. And that's exactly what I'm trying to bring, positive. Right. Because in the world that is just so negative. Do you know I have not watched TV in 15 years?
Really?
I don't know. And actually, true fact, I just got cable because it was cheaper than just having internet.
Right. Are you going to go back to watching TV?
No, I have no time for that. It's such a waste of time for me.
It's brutal.
Really, it's brutal. You know, it's such... For me, it's brainwashing. I listen. This, you know what I listen to? I listen to Eric Thomas. I listen to Jim Rohn. I listen to, what's his name? Oh my God, I'm putting myself on the spot right now. But you get the idea.
Right.
Like, although the motivation, Tony Robbins
okay.
and all the motivation speakers. And, you know, of course, I got my church and. Those are the things, John Maxwell,
right.
you know, those are the, you know.
Well, you're managing your head.
I manage my head all day long.
I went on,
non-negotiable.
I used to be like a news junkie.
Yeah.
And last year I'm just like, dude, you are putting so much negative into your brain. You're just giving yourself another thing to overcome every day. You don't need that.
The question I ask myself every day, how is this benefiting me today?
Right.
How is this helping me help others today?
Right.
Where is it going to take me? What kind of positive impact does this have on me today?
Right.
Nothing.
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 Right.
Nothing. If it's take me away from that, then I have nothing. Because then, you know, I go into a pool of nothingness. I have nothing to offer. And then, you know, also with the Kiwanis, it's just, you know, how can I need to be of service there. I need
right.
to be present there. You know, I too have to... The mind of service, the mind of giving, the mind of wanting to help people and, you know, bring that to light. So if I'm stuck on the TV all day long onto some.
Or even like a half hour, just watch a half hour of bullshit and it's in your head.
Nah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, I choose. No. Mm-mm.
Ever think about being a pastor?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
No, pastorship is not for me.
Okay, fair enough.
I would gladly introduce. You know, I think I still don't have the lingo. Be a missionary, right? Introduce.
Yeah, missionary. Yeah.
Right. My friends to my church, which I have.
Right.
And oh, cool. They love it. Everybody who comes to, they absolutely love it. It's not, you
give
know.
Give a plug. What church is it?
Oh, it's Valley Christian.
Where?
In Hopewell.
Oh, Hopewell. Okay. Cool.
Valley Christian in Hopewell. So before COVID, we used to have a spot at the Galleria movie theater Sundays. Ooh. That was so much fun because we got the big fat chairs, nice and comfy. But listen, it's comfortable where we are, Zone 52 also. But they're working on expanding because it's just growing so big.
That's fantastic.
We do a lot of great things in the community, for sure.
For somebody that has a negative experience with church, like me, I still believe in it. I still believe in the idea of church.
Yeah.
Just some people aren't cut out. Maybe I'm just not cut out.
Welcome.
For it.
Welcome anytime. Let me know. We'll bring your wife. We'll go together. All right. Yeah, absolutely.
I would love to check
out. Absolutely. I'll introduce you to Pastor Greg. He's so sweet. Pastor Greg's so sweet. And his wife, Susie. They're very, very down to earth.
Wonderful.
You never even know they're pastors.
Oh, that's the best kind. That's the best kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a theory about that, actually. If I can tell you're a pastor, you have somehow departed a little bit from the rest of us.
Right.
And I think that hurts your job.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, I think that hurts the way you do your job.
No, it does, because then it becomes, you know, I mean, pastors as we know them, whether it's Catholic, Greek Orthodox, or all those, they're more stern, I guess.
And they're authority figures.
Authority, more authoritarian.
Right.
No, nothing like that.
All right, say the phone number again.
845-464-2988.
The email.
The email. Okay. Jackie3.mary@gmail.com.
And shop is?
shop.com/discover315.
Beautiful. I need to ask you to come back in here. Will you come back?
Oh, my God. What an honor. Oh, John, what an honor.
Oh,
this
please.
Is so much fun. We're 1 hour already?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Wow. We have so much fun.
But you'll come back?
Yes.
That's not even like part one of my questions.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So you did have questions.
Just general ones.
I know.
But you don't seem written out here, because if I'm reading them, it's a script. So
yes.
I can't do that.
Yes,
but you're fantastic, and thank you for sharing your walk, man. That's an amazing story. We have a shitload in common.
We do. Yeah. So much to talk about. Yeah. Yeah.
So I will drag you back in here.
Is that cool? Yeah,
you
don't have to drag me. I'll gracefully.
Thank you.
Plant myself into like a butterfly into this chair.
Beautiful. It's so cool to have
met you.
Thank you.
Likewise.
And I'm John, and that was Home From Here. And we're good.
We're good?
Yeah, we're good.
Oh my God.
You were great.
Really?
Are you okay?
I was really good.
Oh, cool.